completely own your ass on Survivor?
Duh. You ate 1,000 ants. We didn't talk about that on here, did we? That was just real life.
That was just us in the car.
Yeah, that was in the... No, when was that you were talking about you had to eat, like, so many ants and your belly hurt? And you had to go get tortured, and they were, like, tickling you. They're like, hey, little ant boy, you want some more ants? You're like, no,
I ate so many ants.
Yeah, you said you ate, like, 4,000
Yeah, they taste like lemon drops, dude.
And that was... It was only, like... What was that, like 400 calories?
Yeah, we looked it up, remember?
Yeah, like found an ant calculator.
It was like a little tiny meal.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was pretty full.
I'm sure after not eating for how long? Yeah,
you squish them and then lick your fingers.
Yeah. How long was it before you had ate?
I hadn't eaten in like 6 days.
So yeah, 400 calories was too much.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I think I had like a couple blackberries.
You just went to bed after that and they caught you.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
Like he's all full of ants.
Full of ants. Look at him. He's all slow.
We're going to torture his ass. He's going to shit ants everywhere.
I just hid in a bush for a while.
Yeah.
Like a real thick bush.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah. Nobody came to get me. Wasn't until I was like on a cliff.
Yeah.
Like where... Like there was like rocks above me, and then there was a cliff below me, and I was traversing, and they had dogs too, by the way.
That's scary.
So the dogs were barking,
and
they're like, "Someone's around here somewhere," and I'm like hiding right under the overhang. Like, dude, this is like in a movie.
Yeah,
you're being chased by an enemy force.
This is First Blood when he's running from them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You're in the woods of Spokane, Washington.
Yeah. Pretty much,
yeah.
Similar. Where's he?
I mean, he was down in Oregon. Yeah,
Oregon.
So Pacific Northwest, a little bit more redwoods down that area, on the coast, Oceanside.
You basically just role played Rambo.
Yeah, pretty much. And then they got me.
Yeah.
And then it was.
They got him too, though. At some point,
they did.
Yeah.
I mean, but that was in the second Rambo.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the first one. Mm-hmm. The first one, they didn't get him.
Yeah.
They just let him.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
Crazy. I don't really get what was going on there.
I don't either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of old movies I think we should rewatch.
No. Some of them you have to leave alone.
Nah. Yeah.
Because I've heard so many people say that Rambo is such a rad movie because they watched it when they were like 10.
Yeah.
I had never seen it until I watched it for the first time like a year ago.
We could remake it with an iPhone because it never changes focal lengths in the lens, if you notice that.
Probably. But yeah, it's just a terrible fucking movie.
Like the whole helicopter scene, like that was the most expensive scene in the entire film.
It looks like a toy helicopter on strings.
Yeah.
It might be.
Have we looked into that? It was Valentine's Day last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What'd you do?
I had Valentine's Day with Charlotte and Lux.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You've got your...
I'm doing...
Your adult Valentine's Day.
Adult Valentine's Day later. Is Friday.
Friday.
Off premises.
Smart.
Because there's going to be a lot of... Yeah, it's going to be...
Someone else is going to have to clean that up.
Yeah. Yo,
you're just leaving that for someone else.
Yeah. There's going to be a fine.
You better leave a tip.
We're going to be fined.
Yeah.
Or whatever happens after that.
Yeah, there's going to be like stray dogs pregnant. There's some shit from all the goo you leave behind.
They're eating whatever's
they're
left sick. Over.
Eating the stray.
How'd you make all these... How'd you make all these dogs sick? It was Valentine's Day. I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry. What?
What
does that mean?
I can't even.
There's just like so much goo and lube like, poured into the streets.
Sorry, dude. Is that placenta? Probably not. No, not ours.
Just don't go to a hotel chain that you like because you're probably not going to be welcome.
You're not going to get the points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to report you.
To who?
Probably the government.
Mr. Best Western.
the government with photos.
The IRS.
Like attached. There's like a whole fight. They sit me down in a room. They're like, Mr. Taylor, we need to go over what happened in the Sheridan room 313 on Valentine's
photos,
February 14th, 2024. Like, where'd you get these pictures?
Don't worry about it. Just tell us.
We are in the photos. Yeah. They're like, don't worry about it.
It's just like, you can see the guys. The guy's like hand right behind you guys.
Like, it's like a hand is touching like, someone's ass.
He's eating your ass. Somebody else eating your ass. He's like, what? I thought she did that.
I thought that was her.
I didn't know how she did it.
It shows her standing like confused.
She walks in with a Gatorade and you're just like, mom. And that agent's eating your ass. That sounds like a good Valentine's Day.
That's shit, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever actually goes down here.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. Yeah, I just chilled on my porch and had a cigar, and I went and got some. Hey, you know what? I've always kind of shit talked scotch because I've only ever had just like basic scotches.
Don't breathe in your mic like that.
I was breathing up. Sorry, I got dizzy for a minute. He made me laugh crazy again.
Really good.
I've had five of these, dude. I can't even close my fingers right now. Yeah. This is about to fall.
It just slips out because it's shatters.
Too heavy. It's too heavy.
Just throw it. I can't pick it up. My arms don't work. But yeah, I just sat on my porch because I got some new scotch and I tried it and it was really good. It was a cigar malt.
What?
So of course, you know, I just said, you know what? It sounds like I should probably have a cigar with it. So
cigar malt.
Yeah, what was, it's some deer brand. Let me look at the picture.
I don't think deer brand.
Some brand made by deer.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, that's not your tires fucking popping. That's just Caleb burping.
Just yeah, turn the radio up at full volume and listen to us. Just you, but you voted. You voted. You said you wanted us to be fucked when we started the show.
Jared's able to do it. I got to go film after this, so I wasn't able to get fully fucked. I did one dragon dog.
A dragon dog.
Yeah, that was just the new.
I could smell that thing from outside.
It's not as good as the blue rasp. What? There it is. The Dalmore. It's got a picture of a deer on it. The cigar malt. They recommended it there at the next door Texas Cheer, and it is delightful. I drank a little glass of it with my cigar, and I said, "Oh shit, this is actually really nice." So you know what? Maybe I like scotch. Maybe I just always had trash scotch. There's a few other things over there that I want to get from my little collection that I'm making of fancy sips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
fancy
time.
Fancy sips.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do a tour up there. I've got a lot of new drinks since you were up there last.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
we'll do. But you got plans tonight.
Yeah, I just got to film tonight mostly. I just got to do my job.
You know. Your job. I gotta go to the coffee
throw some
shop.
Throw coffee around. Or
you throw coffee at Jack.
Day. Yeah, this is a good one, though. You guys will probably see. This is... one where it's kind of inspired by that one we did with Brett about Jared Milk.
Oh, yeah.
That one was fun and it did really well.
You're doing Heather Milk now?
Yeah, well. But no, it's like we run out of almond milk. And I'm like, oh, let me just go to the back and get it. It's like a dark room and it's Heather with a whip, whipping Jack. He's like screaming and she's like squeezing almonds. He's like, ah, there's no udders, there's no udders. And she's just like, squeeze it and like whipping. And then it's just me like with that like just blank face and like zooming on me, just like kind of like starting to smile. And then it'll show him, or maybe Heather will hand it to me and she'll be like, here you go. And then I walk back out with the happy and
almond milk. Yeah.
Send them off on their way.
Keep just ruining Jack.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, the internet loves it.
Yeah,
when he's tortured.
When Jack is tortured.
Shop. Yeah, like, I don't know why they love it so much.
We need to think of some other ways. Like, how is Jack in a brazen bull?
On one of those big spinning walls, where we're throwing knives at.
Like, how does this make coffee?
How does this even help with making coffee? And it's spinning, it's grinding the beans.
that's the new grinder. Yeah, it's just Jack. You have to throw knives at him to keep it spinning. Yeah. What? How does this motor work? We don't know.
Fear.
Yeah.
What? It runs on fear. Did you guys make
it? Runs on
deal
fear.
Deal with the devil, dude.
Dude. Ask Heather. She's the one that freaking put it together.
Yeah.
She's over fucking there like
scary.
Doing some weird freaking star prayer.
Well, this isn't even a motor. It's just animal hearts.
Yeah.
How are they all pumping still?
Yeah. We don't know. There's a lot of wires over here. Exposed wires.
Connected a lot of directly hearts. To the hearts. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's just
this
a big
is a car battery.
There's just hearts wires, a battery, and a big cog. How does this work?
Yeah. Hey, dude. I'm not an engineer, man, but you can ask one of them.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't think I don't think you can turn it off.
Yeah, no. It's
what do you mean? It's just going forever? Like, Jack, you're on this for the long run.
What? Sorry.
Welcome to hell, Sisyphus.
Yeah, I like that. That'll be a good bean grinder. We'll make that.
We need to build this.
Yeah, and that could be like fun videos for us to do. I know we're talking about doing more fun coffee-related videos in these meetings we've had. Just cool ways to make coffee would be fun.
Or what if we just started ripping off like old gangster films and like made that instead of drugs, it's coffee?
That could be fun.
That would be really fun.
Hustling coffee. We could do Dukes of Hazzard, but it's
I've got the cars.
It's not, you know, alcohol. We're peddling.
We're running beans, dude. We're running
beans, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're Bean Water Adventures. Yeah, we're just BWA.
Bean Boys.
Bean Boys. You and I need some freaking bowling shirts that just say Bean Boys.
I would like
that. I bet that would make Evan jealous. We should do that.
Yeah, he'd be like, what? I want
to
be a bean.
Yeah, that was like the last time or when I was talking to him about the Jared Milk video. Yeah. I'm like, it has 2 million views. He goes, we want people to drink our fucking coffee. Nobody wants to drink milk from you.
Actually, a lot of people seem to
make up his mind whether he needs to give you like just carte blanche control or not.
Or like,
one second he's like, oh, just go do stuff and we'll run it. And the other side, hey, man. Dial it back.
And then we do it and it gets millions.
No, you can't do that.
No.
No. We want them to like our stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Whoops. I didn't know that me being milked in a freezer was the line.
Yeah. I'm like, we're not allowed to do that at our stores. It's fucking bullshit. I hate working here.
This sucks.
Yeah.
I can't get milked in our own stores.
What kind of world are we living in when a man can just go into his own freezer and get milked?
Yeah. At what when someone was willing to pay the premium for it, by the way.
Milk,
yeah.
It's expensive.
It was very expensive.
Yeah. What do you think your milk would be worth?
Probably 16,000 an ounce.
Yeah.
That's probably ambitious.
Yeah. That's a shot.
Because I feel like you'd have to use a paddle.
Yeah, and you got to do a lot to like...
To like paddle my bottom first, because that gets me to lactate.
Yeah, that's what starts the milk flowing from the bottom. The milk starts from the bottom.
Well, yeah, you got to paddle. Yeah. You got to paddle your bottom.
With the balls out back. You have the balls. You have the balls tucked between, so they get smacked. That's how you get the milk flowing.
That's how you get the milk.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Oh, this is gross. This
just starts like dribbling. How do you get spanked?
Right away, you
get spanked. Hit me. Drops start coming in your two cups. Like,
what? That works? Hit him again.
Yeah, harder this time.
Hit him with a knife now.
I'm picturing a hand underneath it holding, and it's just spraying all over their hand like a fucking faucet or something that has a thumb.
What if we made this like a black and white infomercial, like from the 50s, on how to milk a man?
Like,
you're spanking a dude. It's just
spraying out
everywhere.
It's like somebody with a cup holding it all over their arm.
They've got goggles and a hard hat on.
Yeah, milk mustache. It's just like going everywhere.
Why? Why is there a milk mustache?
It's just going into his face and he just keeps drinking.
You're done drinking the product.
Yeah, that's why it's taking so long to get it out. He keeps drinking it.
Oh, God. Dude, we got an IndyCar sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a whole car, like it's an F1. How to milk a man.
What? What is this?
Yeah, and now a word from our sponsors. Pow!
Man.
ABC bans us from ever putting on a commercial on TV for life.
Yeah, they have to shut down the whole fucking race. Can't do it anymore. You guys aren't allowed to race anymore.
You guys need to stop.
Give it up.
Like, you made everybody sick.
Yeah.
All that milk you gave everybody before the race.
You didn't pasteurize his milk.
Yeah.
Now we're just trading into a fucking episode of Tim and Eric. That's all that was. Did you ever see that episode?
No.
I think Tim started lactating. And Eric started like bottling it, and they just started giving it to everybody, and they were selling it, and that shit had like a big factory, and he was just like milking him all the time, and like there was like scabs on his nipples always, and they were like spraying, and they forgot to pasteurize it, and then he's like at the end of the episode, they're like, hey, you pasteurized that, right? And he looks at him, and he goes, and then it shows like everybody in their homes drinking milk on Christmas, and they'll take like one sip, and then they're just like. And then they're just like dying because, you know, he always used like Craigslist actors. It'd be like old men in their house and they'd like fall, like the milk would be like pouring everywhere.
Oh, dear.
It was so funny. But yeah, that's where we're treading there now. Man, milk.
Pour them.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you have listened to other amazing podcasts like Mike Glover, Black Rifle Coffee's podcast, or even Joe Rogan, you've definitely heard about Firecracker Farms Hot Salt. This salt is absolutely delicious. It adds a hint of spice to anything that you want to eat without changing the flavor of the thing that you're eating. I use it on everything from breakfast to sandwiches at lunch and soup at dinner, pasta, everything. This hot salt makes everything better, but it does not go good in your eyes.
And this little pusher is awesome. It is like solid steel. You could beat someone in the head with it if they were maybe trying to rob you or something during a meal. But I put this stuff on everything, my eggs in the morning, steaks, but basically anything else that you need a little kick, a little extra taste to, put this on it, just a few pops, you're ready for some yum-yum time.
So don't put it in your eyes, put it in your food. It's great. That's firecracker.farm, code PIE for 20% off your order.
But I mean, if we had an F1 team for the man milking.
I think we just need to, I wish that we could just get a partnership with milk. Like Dairy Farmers of America, Big Milk? I want to work for Big Milk.
Big Milk.
Yeah.
Well, look into the camera and tell them.
Milk, if you're watching.
Milk, if you're watching. Dude, at least address Mr. Milk.
Mr. Milk, sir.
Dr. Milk.
The Honorable Senior. Mr. Milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Milk CEO. If you're watching, I'd love to work for you. I'd love to make milk ads. Oh, man, that would be the dream, dude, to start doing Got Milk ads again.
Yeah.
And I got to, like, imagine Got Milk ads that were, like, how the, you know, Tim and Eric, the Old Spice commercials that they did, or, like, just how our
imagine if
are.
Got Milk, like, let us do whatever we want.
But yeah, they just, like, they're like, take it. It's yours.
Do milk. We want to bring this back, but we want everyone to talk about it. We go, we're just the guys.
We're the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. Jared and Caleb's freshly yanked bull milk.
No, I don't want to do that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to want that.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Freshly yanked bull milk.
They're not going to want
Dude, you're that fucking one. First up on yanking.
No, no, they're not going to want that one.
Yeah, but you got to yank first.
That's coming.
Yeah,
we can't do that one.
We've got these steel traps to put their hooves in so you can yank uninterrupted.
They can't kick you. They're just screaming. And you're just jerking the hell out. And then they just pass out.
And then it's just...
Yeah, and you're just filling a huge tub up with it.
No, it's like a gallon.
Yeah.
Like, and then you put the cap on and like...
Wipe
heat
it off.
Heat it up and wipe it off. Yeah. And you're like, here you go. You here stick it in the HEB.
Yeah.
$3.99.
For a gallon?
Yeah.
That's very reasonably priced.
That's a good price for that.
Well, yeah. To be fair, it's thick and
it's
really
so
gross.
It's so sick, dude.
It's so gross.
It's kind of off-white. You're like, it's a little yellow.
This doesn't taste good at all.
No. It's an electrolyte milk.
This tastes bleachy.
This is like salt and grass.
This is very salty.
Yeah, this hurts to drink. This feels like it's making.
I don't want any more of this.
My teeth hurt.
Here, give me a few ice cubes.
Yeah, can I cool this down?
Can
it's
I cool
boiling.
This?
Are you sure to boil your bull milk before you drink it? What?
It's
you
so,
just gotta pour it in
it's
a pot.
So
and,
thick. You're kind of chewing it. You're. Like,
Mm-mm. No, I don't want to do that.
You'd probably make a chowder with it.
It's already chowder.
Yeah, you just throw some clams in.
Yeah, you just throw
some clams.
God. Just put a bunch of full-size clams in it.
Just canned clams and fucking bull semen.
Ugh,
this is awful.
No.
Ugh,
that's already so salty, too.
And they're fresh clams, so you get like little chunks of sand in there.
Oh, dude. And there's some bacon bits and some chives, and you got like full bull cum clam chowder. BCC.
Oh,
no, it's B's with a lot of C's.
Damn.
BC3.
BC3.
Yeah, there you go.
BC3.
Yeah, it's on the menu. Do you want that? No.
No, God, no.
No, do not order that.
No, no, no.
Whatever you do, do not order BC3. Oh, but I kind of want to know what it is. No, you don't.
It stinks. It stinks so bad.
We need to stop making it.
The onions and the clams.
Fucking the whole kitchen up.
Yeah.
The onions and the clams.
People keep spilling it. Every time we get it out of the fridge, it spills onto other
it's
food.
It's sticking to everything.
Damn it. Like, they open the fridge, it's like it's sideways. It's poured onto everything else.
Come on, everything.
On the steaks.
We're not closing, though. Just put them on the grill. Just rinse them off a little bit and put them on the grill.
It's too much of a hit. We'd be down. if we didn't make it.
Dude, I bet this has happened before.
That someone had a gallon of bullcrap in their restaurant fridge and accidentally spilled it onto all of their other ingredients. Yeah. We're like, I can't take this loss. I'm a new business. I cannot take this loss. I got to cook it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that happened.
No way.
Have you ever seen Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay?
And we should make
an episode. Let's call Gordon
Ramsay. Let's make an episode of that. And he comes to our restaurant, and that's the shit that goes on.
We get spilled bullcum.
And we're just like clueless. We're like, yeah, the bullcum goes in the back next to the mayonnaise.
Oh, dude. I think I have an idea. Because this was a fan favorite, by the way. I'm going to do this. And we're going to set him the scene. And then we're going to make him do Gordon Ramsay. I'm calling Texas Dave.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I'm going to give him the scenario. Yeah. Please don't be busy, Dave. He's
probably doing car stuff.
Dude, he probably is driving something.
Yeah.
Damn it. Fine.
Yeah, he's probably doing car stuff.
Dude,
man, imagine we could get real Gordon here for that and get him in on it. Or just not, and just have him a fake restaurant.
He thinks that it's a restaurant. Like, and
we just have the worst ingredients in there.
It's
and he's looking in there, and he's like looking. He's like,
why do you have this in the?
It's one of our main dishes.
Why do you have this in the same fridge right now? Number one,
no lid.
and it has a rounded bottom.
Yeah,
so it's like
it teeters. Yeah, it teeters. It's like just leaned sitting against there, the wall.
Like you like open the fridge and it's like
tilts.
It's like,
you gotta catch it when it comes
you
out.
Gotta, like, put your hands
splashes
on it.
Out. He's like, what is this?
He's like he would be so mad, dude.
That's the bull.
He would be so we're like, that's bullcum.
Bullcum.
He's like, what fucking dish do you use this for?
Most of them.
I mean,
mashed potatoes with bullcum gravy. Just mashed potatoes. We just boil cum.
Add a couple of fucking potatoes.
It's just three potatoes just on a plate, and we just drizzle cum. Like they're just hot potatoes that we microwave. And they're like, he's like,
he would be irate, dude. He would be losing his fucking mind, man.
This is a German dish.
This is a German dish.
They eat this in Germany.
This is a German
potatoes and bullcum.
Dude. Oh, you like honestly, like we need to shoot Kitchen Nightmares where Texas Dave plays Gordon Ramsay and you and I have a fake restaurant. Let's see who will give us their restaurant and Bernie to shoot this.
Dude, I was thinking if there was any way, I bet Brendan Rodgers would be an amazing Gordon Ramsay as well.
I
bet
he'd I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, no, I bet he'd be really funny as him as well.
Dude. Dave can do spot on. He's calling us in 1 minute.
Okay.
So he's going to, like, we'll give him the premise.
Thank you, chef. And we just keep saying, thank you, chef.
Yes, chef.
Thank you, chef.
Yeah, thank you, chef.
He's like, no. No. That wasn't a compliment.
You
have our hands behind our back the whole time. Yeah. Big chef hat. Yeah. Thank you, chef. He's like, no, that wasn't a compliment.
And he's like, you two should not be anywhere near a fucking kitchen.
Thank you, chef.
No, that wasn't that wasn't a time that you thank you. Thank you, chef.
Okay. So you will not. We don't shouldn't have the cum.
We should.
We shouldn't.
He would explode, dude. He would explode. This is up there.
Yeah.
This is up there on one of the funniest things really that we've come up with.
Yeah, that'd be
is you and I.
There's pictures of us back to back as chefs, and it's like us.
And a bunch of articles and stuff written in Bernie that are like, how great it is. We're like, but chef, we've been lauded. Like, we've won awards. He's like, what fucking awards? What fucking awards?
We have a whole case out front
of all the awards.
Best coming to. It's like this is gross.
Most creative edition of bullcum. What?
Yeah.
This is fucking.
fucking.
It's like articles from farmers. They're like, I didn't know what to do with all my bull cum.
Yeah, now I know. Jared and Caleb's restaurant is great. I'll just bring it in here in pails.
Yeah.
What?
My old bull cum.
We just have, it's like on the exterior of the building, it just has a
gutters
chute.
Pouring like, into
it. Chute for farmers to just dump buckets and ditches everywhere.
At the bottom. In the basement. It's just like a a coal chute. In the basement is just like a drippy old rusty metal slide that just like is an old bucket with like
it's just overfilled. Dude.
It's so
go to the basement, you're
it's like an inch of it. We're like, yeah, we took on the Tri-County area.
It's too much. We've been like, fuck, what the fuck? He comes down and takes his last step onto the floor. Like, he's like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Like, this is how we collect.
We just make pancakes out of it all the time, dude. That's, we don't add anything. It's just cum pancakes. And the syrup is cum, dude. That's all it is. It's just fried cum with cum.
No, this is awful.
That's our Sunday breakfast menu.
He would die. Dude, Gordon Ramsay would literally put a double barrel shotgun in his mouth on camera and be like, I am done. This is it. You and I have the real kitchen nightmare.
It's my hands behind my
yes. Yes, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam. He's like, no, he's so mad. No.
He's so mad, dude.
Dude. We gotta have a kids menu too, though.
Oh, God.
Ooh, let me stop. Let me stop you there.
It's just the creepy crawlers. You remember that old the molds, and that's all it is.
Creepy crawlers.
And we just dump it into that and make bug molds for kids.
This is awful.
That's the only thing on the kids menu. Creepy crawlers cum.
Creepy cum crawlers. They're like, why? Why does this restaurant exist? Like, this is a fucking kitchen nightmare.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking burning up.
I know, dude. I'm hot. Ugh. I'm hot. Like, oh, dude.
Damn. Yeah, we probably couldn't have a kids menu.
Are you sure?
I mean, probably not.
No, but I just mean like us truly showing Gordon Ramsay a kitchen nightmare.
Yeah.
That's funny as shit.
That'd be really good. Why has no one done this though?
Like
why
where
has
it's
no one
a
set
real...
up like a fake restaurant that was just insane just for him to be like, what the fuck, what
like,
the fuck?
What?
That would
You're
be
doing
so
what?
Funny.
And then we make sure that it's always full too.
Yeah.
Like so like everybody's
love it. Everyone
packed.
Loves
and
it.
And he's
dude.
Just like, he's like, because he always thinks he has to come in and save the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
We're like, we think we need more seating. He's like, why?
What?
He's like, because we don't have enough seats for everybody. Like, there's always a line. Yeah. He's like, there's a fucking line. And you're serving fucking bull cum.
People love it. Like, he's like going up to people that are there and they're like, like they can't even talk. They shoo him away.
They're all paid actors.
Yeah,
he doesn't know that we.
I'm trying to eat cum.
I'm trying to enjoy this meal right now.
Even the wait staff is like, we make 50 an hour. This is great here.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, this is insane.
This is
and people tip us like $100 every meal.
What?
That's atrocious.
Yeah, it's so
Jared and Caleb's real kitchen nightmares. This is a video we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to get Dave a wig.
Yeah.
He's going to be Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Oh,
and shit. We do the ultimate. Like, I'll get somebody in Bernie to give us a restaurant. I mean,
yeah.
Tim would let us have O'Brien's.
Yeah, probably.
So we could do that.
Yeah.
Like, just be in their kitchen.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, opening that fridge and that fucking thing just teetering all over everything. Like,
it's just,
oh no, it's on the steaks.
Giant vats on the eyes all the time that are always boiling. You just open it up and that's all it is. It's just like bubbling.
What is this?
Just More cum.
More fucking cum.
Yeah.
More fucking cum.
Yes, yeah, chef.
More fucking cum.
<It's> always.
Yes, chef. Yes, chef.
Do we only serve cum?
No, I mean, like we have a whole menu. We just fuck everything up.
Stuff.
Yeah, it okay. Always accidentally gets. It's never on purpose.
Yeah, we actually just spill it.
Yeah,
onto it.
It's always spilled.
This used to be a cum storage factory
for bulls.
Yeah, but and they still like they're not out of the place yet.
But personal bulls.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So we just like we share a fridge with them.
Here he is. We've got. Hello.
Yo.
You're on time for pie again, but this time, get ready.
Oh, no.
No.
Take my clothes off this time?
Now, you're Gordon Ramsay, and you're on Kitchen Nightmares, but this is Jared and Caleb's real Kitchen Nightmares. So yeah. You've shown up, and you've opened our fridge, and we have a giant, wobbly vat of bull cum that is leaking onto all the other food for the restaurant. How does Gordon react to that?
Which one of you complete an artichoke has 33 gallons of mayonnaise and pancake batter mixed together in the fucking fridge? Which one of you miserable, bull cum drinking piles of dog shit has filled my otherwise perfectly good Frigidaire LPC 317, which every one of our viewers has access to by Lowe's or Home Depot? With bull cum.
And Caleb and I just keep going, thank you, chef.
Yes, chef.
Please immediately dunk your face in here and then look me in the eyes and tell me who is my good cum-drizzled little shit boy.
And did you realize that we've been serving everything covered in this bull cum? But the restaurant is packed.
Like, people love it.
Like,
of course it is.
What?
Of course it's packed.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Packed. It's packed. It's packed full of people coming in frothy, freshly ladled fucking bull cum. Little yeah. Oliver stepping up. Please, sir, may I have some more?
We think that we need to dress you as Gordon Ramsay, and we do the actual Kitchen Nightmares where you show up to mine and Caleb's restaurant.
God, I'm so horned up right now. I just can't wait, dude. But is it bull cum? Because if we're not, I'm fucking out.
No, that's it. That's the episode. You realize okay. That we have, there's boiling vats. Everything that you open up is just bull cum.
Which is honestly not too far from Taco Bell. I'm pretty convinced that Taco Bell's entire menu is just one product with different flavors and then temperatures in it. I mean, they've proven the model.
Yeah, it's
you just
have
one ingredient. You just have five different temperature settings and 13 color additives, and then you stick it in a fucking tortilla.
Yeah, and different shapes.
I mean,
and different shapes.
Pretty good.
And different shapes.
Yeah. Come bell, you guys got this, dude.
But you've got Gordon Ramsay down. You could be Gordon Ramsay for us.
I am Gordon Ramsay, you sniveling little cunt. Yeah, whenever you're ready, dude, I'll just bleach my fucking hair and start. And
dude, Caleb and I just keep going, thank you, chef. You're like, this is not a
compliment.
Yeah. Me for what? Sorting out you two cum-zibbling little shit. Okay, well, I'll go to fucking Restaurant Depot then and get my funny little hat. And
all right, we're going to get ours too.
You guys start boiling your cum, and I'll be there in a bit.
All right, see you soon. See, he could pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
That's it. It's actual Kitchen Nightmares.
We just gotta.
I mean, we could do a number of these too.
Yeah.
Like, but you and I just keep having different.
We keep getting shut down.
Shut down. So we open up a new restaurant. We're trying to hide.
We look just a little different. We have like different mustaches, like different eyebrows and stuff. He's like, it's the same.
He goes, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's literally like even the same sign, just like crossed out with magic marker.
Yeah, it's like tilted a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, we just put a bed sheet over it and spray paint the new name.
Oh god.
It's like a taped fitted
sheet with like tape ends.
And spray paint.
But you could see the old sign behind the sheet. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, it says no cum this time.
Yeah, no, we don't serve cum.
We don't serve cum. Being like, it's on the menu, yeah, like pictures of us.
Our on hands the on the Bible. We don't serve cum. Of it.
Dude, you and I just need to get a photo of you and I with a hand on a Bible. That way, anytime someone was like, are you telling the truth? Or we just send that photo.
Like, and it's just us looking at the camera like yes. Yeah, I like that.
I think we should build our own amusement park.
I mean, you've talked about this so many times.
We know how to, like, buy plywood.
Yeah.
Yep, step one.
And we know that there's a big market of roller rinks and bowling alleys and all these used.
Oh man, remember when we were designing that?
Yeah.
That I can't believe we got away from that.
Yeah, what did you switch to? I think it was just because there was so many problems at the farmhouse. And you're like, yeah, oh, well, let's fix that.
No, we got to fix everything first.
Yeah.
We were going to build a rolling rink with a bowling alley and a bar.
Oh, yeah, the big bedroom.
Yeah. What did we call it?
30 by 30.
The master bed or was
like
something.
It's like a nap room.
Yeah, it was like the adult nap room or whatever.
Yeah, you just go in there.
It was just one giant mattress.
Yeah, yeah, from wall to wall.
Oh, that would stink.
That just sounds like a fuck room.
It is. It is. No one's cleaning shit up.
No, not there.
Yeah. It's fucking nasty, man.
Oh, gross.
But that'd be so cool.
Would it?
Yeah. Imagine, like, just reliving your childhood at you just have your own personal roller rink and bowling alley. And
I think we should do that.
You finger someone in the back.
I think we could do that. Yeah. I think we do, like, what?
Keep going.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should do a roller rink with the bowling alley and a bar.
And then we finger people in the back.
What?
That's why we're building this, bro.
You're just trying to build a little amusement park so you can relive your high school years, but good.
Yeah, but now I'm an adult.
Well, I'm going to need a bus.
For people to finger?
Yeah, because that's
like,
where I did.
You have so many.
I just remember. I remember Freak on a Leash playing.
While you did a fingering?
Yeah.
Whoa.
At the fair, and we were working the fair. So, like, we were there to, like, help as volunteers for the fair. We were on the back of the bus.
You definitely did not wash your hands beforhand.
Fuck no.
Now you were touching all kinds of.
I had rides. Yeah, there was a lot of.
She was sick.
I was probably digging like dirt track holes.
Bare hands.
Yeah, like I'd been building bike jumps and everything.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, I at least
chili
had
and dirt, and
chili, grease and everything, dude. It was everything. But Freak on a Leash was playing. That's why every time I hear that song, I get kind of horny.
You smell your fingers. Like,
well, I'm like, oh, man. This is the back of the bus that day. That was so cool.
Yeah, I once
I mean, you're trying to get around jeans, too, that are just, like, tight.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they were low cut. It was the 90s.
So you could slip.
But still, like, there was a lot of hurt.
Yeah, your wrist is in a weird position. Yeah.
You're like, oh. You're like,
This isn't as good as it gets. Like,
yeah,
if these pants were off, this would be better for
this
you.
This would be so good.
Yeah. This is just like a taser.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I guess the first time I did that was like with a
dude.
Like a girlfriend.
Oh.
Finger of dudes.
Going in the bag.
No, but with an actual girlfriend. It was like the same sweep was.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend. That was a girlfriend.
Yeah, that was like the same sweep was the first time I had sex too.
Damn, the same week.
Well, the same like I fingered her and then we had sex. It was
like a couple days later.
No, the same time.
The same. Oh,
yeah. It was like she fooled around and then we went.
You were like knocking it down.
Shit, it's already going on. So let's go. So yeah, that was great.
That was it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was plenty of times in middle school that, like, things almost happened. And I was like, hey, I'm a little boy. I remember saying that, too.
Don't be the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you dare be the devil.
But, I think
that was. Dude, I was brave. When I was in eighth grade, like, we had, like, a bed sheet in the living room. And there's a whole-ass 4th of July party going on.
Okay.
With her mom and dad, like maybe 20 feet away, we're watching Terminator 2.
Yeah.
And like, I'm full hands in, she's full fucking cranks.
Damn.
Like, and finishes me like everywhere. Like, wow, like they're having margaritas. Like, you could, I could make eye contact with her parents. That was ballsy to me. Like, I would never do that as an adult now, even if it's my friends in the kitchen. I mean, I probably would. But yeah.
Okay. Like, my first girlfriend that, like, I first, like, ever fooled around with was when it was seventh grade. And that was, like, when we first started, like, making out and we'd fool around and stuff. And I remember, like, we went to the movies and, like, she pulled her tits out. And I was, like, squeezing on her tits in the movie theater and stuff. And I remember that being, like, crazy. Like, I was, like, so dizzy and hot. I was like, oh, my God, this is so awesome. This is insane. And then we went home that night, and like she, you know, came to my house for a little bit, and we watched like another movie downstairs, and like, you know, my parents and everybody left me alone for a while. She was like, we were making out, and she was like up on top of me, and she like pulled her tits out, and I was like sucking on them and stuff, and like she would like just be like rubbing my dick through my pants, and then like my sister and me came downstairs, and we'd have to like stop. But yeah, that was as far as I ever went with her, because we like, I remember she was like very horny, and I was like always so nervous. I was like, oh shit, oh shit. Like, I was like, this is awesome. But she brought a condom to school, like during one of my ball games, like when I played basketball. And she was like, we're gonna fuck after your game. And I was like, oh shit,
oh
shit.
Oh my God, that's yeah, fucking like ballsy, grade, dude.
It's telling her, she's like, we're gonna go out, because we would, before my game, we would go and like we'd make out back and like kind of like, you know, fill each other up and stuff. You know, and then she's like, I brought this. She's like, so we can fuck after your game. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because I was like, I was 12.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I was like, dude, no. Shit. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Well,
I
was that was like,
being like, hey, I was like, I can't do this. I was like, we're 12. I was like,
the end of seventh grade, yeah. Like, I was sitting in the back with a bunch of the popular hot girls. I always sat near them, yeah, as much as I could.
Sure.
You know, just to like,
I get it. Yeah.
Look at them. Yeah. Smell them.
Smell them. I get it.
Yeah. Give maybe them help them.
Smell.
Hey, I'm going to pass you a note. That type of thing.
Yeah.
But I remember towards the end of seventh grade, like the hottest one, like the true alpha,
yeah,
of like our grade, like came in and she gave all the girls an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And they opened it up, and it was a green condom, and it said, green means go. So she was like, we're in seventh grade. It's time, girls.
Yeah.
Say yes. And I was like, bro, I thought about that for fucking 3 years.
Yeah.
Of, like, everybody that got the green means go, yeah, card.
Yeah. That's nuts.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't actually do it. That was... I didn't have sex until my senior year of high school. Even after all that, I like
I was a junior.
Like, I was like, chill. I was like, be a good boy.
Be a good boy. And you had a seventh grade girlfriend, like, I brought this.
Yeah, like, yeah, seventh grade. She's like, let's fucking go. I was like, oh, fuck.
You should have.
I probably should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she was a babe.
Yeah. You'd probably, like, still have her now.
No.
Yeah, you probably would.
Like, she's got a whole family.
No. Not if you, but you would have been the whole family now. You guys would live upstairs right here.
Probably not.
Yeah, you would.
I think my life would have went
probably
way
have
worse.
You'd probably have a yacht.
Probably like, not.
Yeah,
no,
maybe.
I probably wouldn't have done any of these things. I would have been like working in the coal mines. With all these kids.
And she's like, yeah, you have six kids. Could you imagine kids. Right now? You have six kids with the girl that you banged in seventh grade. Now yeah. She's like,
I would just like.
She like overburned her hair during a perm, so she's.
I'm just in the mines
yeah.
all day trying to pay for these kids.
She's like, I got you a tall boy Budweiser.
I'm like, thank you.
And here's a TV dinner.
Thank you. I love it.
Yeah. It's got.
Could have been that way.
Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and peas.
I would be like, okay, all right.
Here you go, Caleb. And then a Budweiser. And that's it. And you just hear kids screaming, like 18 of them.
18 kids. we had a child every year.
Yeah, from the time that you.
Why do I keep doing this?
I don't want any of this. Just
walk right out by now.
Yeah, one just like runs by and hits you with a hammer.
It would. You're just like, little shit. No, I think thankfully none of that happened. I made better choices. I think did I talk about that on the we already talked about that on the podcast. My girlfriend in high school was the hottest girl in school. It was It was great. It was a really proud.
Hottest girl in the school, huh?
Easily. I would still stand by
that. How the hell did you beg?
I'm funny.
Oh, stop.
And then that's when
that doesn't matter in high school.
My long blonde hair, too. So I was funny and just like the only blonde guy in school.
That was just like Fabio?
Yeah, I'm just like whipping
my flicking around.
Long blonde hair. I'm like, what's up? I don't play sports because I don't give a shit. I'm a skateboarder.
Yeah, them sports are dumb.
That shit's dumb.
Oh, you got to go to practice? I'm going to do shit.
That's silly. I'm boxing.
Yeah.
I'm silly.
Sorry, I gotta go to fucking fight practice.
Yeah, I'm doing silly shit. Yeah, so that was fun. Yeah, she was so hot.
And then what?
Like, I think about, okay, how is this for you? She still might have been, like, arguably, like, the best at giving head. Like, when I think about it. Like, deep down, I don't know if it's just because it was my first and it was so awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, in my head, I'm like, man, like, that could have been the best.
Really?
Yeah. It was awesome.
In teenage years?
Yeah.
No.
It was awesome.
Not
it
for was, 1 second, dude.
I don't know, dude. Like, even after all these years, like, I've had, like, some that were, like, really good, really give it their all. But I don't know. Maybe it was just because it was, like, first love, first, you know.
Yeah, but still, you should be able to know now of, like, hey, who is really good, who just does it.
I think it was her, man. Like, when I think about it, I'm like,
she was like wild.
She was
and
awesome.
Sloppy.
She was, oh, it was so, yeah, dude.
And just switched it up.
Dude, like,
always.
Like, that was, she was one of the only ones who, like, could make me finish from that and, like, very fast. A lot of
really?
Times. Yeah. Like, I've had other girlfriends get pissed off at me. They're like, what's going on? You're just right. Come. And I'm like, okay, that's not helping.
No, I'm never
going
to do it.
That's not helping.
Shit.
Yeah. And, but yeah. I think she was the best at that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That
would be cool.
Well, how'd she develop it so early? Because, I mean, you need...
I think she had a few boyfriends before me.
What?
I think she had a few serious boyfriends before me.
This isn't a skill that you're just naturally, like, amazing at. Like, you have to learn it.
I think just some girls love sucking dick more than others.
And they just are into just, it. Like, and when they're
all.
Into it.
Yeah, they give it their all. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You could definitely tell somebody that's giving it their all.
Yeah, you could be like, you know what? Like, I'll do it because I'll do it because I like this person. But then you have people that are like, I'm in love with the first person, and I also love to suck dick.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I'm gonna
that's when you're like, ah.
Pile drive this thing. Like, this
I'm
is.
Suck this thing off. I'm trying to eat this thing.
Yeah. This is my job for the next, you know.
Yeah.
If.
Clocking in.
Yeah. Clocking in. Like, yeah. We'll see how fast I can
see
do this.
See how quick I can get this 8-hour shift done.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh, 40 seconds.
Yeah. Remember, there was a big snowstorm. And we weren't able, this is like when we like were having sex like all the fucking time. And there was a big snowstorm and I didn't get to see her for like 2 weeks because like all the roads were crazy. Like nobody could get anywhere. And the first time we hooked back up again after, like she, like my dick was just out and she like just touched it with her vagina and I came everywhere. Like it wasn't even in her. Like it just like grazed my dick and I came everywhere, dude. It was awesome. Like I was just like so into it and so like pumped. And it was hilarious. Yeah, it was a good time.
Dude, I remember a snowstorm. I was at my girlfriend's house at the time when I was a teenager, and she was wearing gray sweatpants, and she just walked over. Like, I had just got to the house.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, like, if I knew what we were going to do or, like, why. She lived close, so I was able to drive in the snow. I got there and she just like walked over from across the room, like with the fucking shoulder, because she was had a little bit of G in her, like a little ghetto, like and she like looked up at me and then pulled her gray sweatpants out and looked down and I was just like, memory that sticks with me to this day.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's hot, dude.
And then she just turned around and walked the other way. And that was like that was just the greeting.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, check
Jesus.
This out. Check out this cool
okay,
thing
you
for
know.
You.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man. Like I remember in that moment, I was like, this is why I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like,
You said she had a little G in her.
She was a little thuggy.
It made me think of this whenever I first came to visit and I was doing the Tinder game down here. Yeah. And I met this girl. Actually, she hit me up on Twitter. She was coming into my streams and flirting with me and then hit me up on Twitter. And she was like, she reminded me of the Cash Me Outside girl. Like the way she talked and her attitude. She didn't look anything like her. She was fucking stacked. Like super babe. But she talked like that and like was like so forward and horny. Like it was awesome. But like we talked for like 3 days and then she was like, she came here and you were gone somewhere.
Fuck, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, she came here and I was just like, I got us food and we were hanging out for a minute. And you know, just showing her around, she's like, this is awesome. She's like, so where's your bed? Like,
where's your fucking bed?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I was like, in here, and we went to the bedroom, just laying on the bed talking, and we were just like chit chatting. She's like, can I take my pants off? And I was like, yeah. She like took her pants off, and then like took her shirt off. She's just like laying on the covers, and she's like talking and stuff. But then it's like. She gets like irritated at it. She like, we're just chit-chatting. And then she's like, all right, can I take my panties off too? And I was like, sure.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, let's put those back on. No, that smells.
No, dude, she was a babe.
Yeah.
It was all really great, but it was just so hilarious, like how forward she was.
And then that, but then what was the,
and then we just started making out. Like, we were talking, and then she just kept getting like closer and closer. She's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we just started making out, and then we fucked. And
what happened to this one?
She was fucking crazy, obviously. She was like some Air Force girl.
Kaylin! Yeah,
obviously from that. She would like roast me all the time because like other girls would like comment on my shit, and she'd be like, who's this bitch?
You're like, oh.
I was like,
go cut her.
Yeah, we hung out.
Show me how much you like me.
We hung out that time. And then we hung out one more time. We went on a date in Austin, and we went to some park there and walked around and, like, just, like, looked at shit, and it was, like, you know, pretty. But, like, we were just, like, fooling around the whole time. Like, we'd come to a bench, and, like, there'd be nobody around for a second, and then she'd, like, be, like, grabbing my dick, and we'd, like, make out, and I'd be, like, rubbing her vagina and stuff, and then, like, people would come by, and we'd just,
We're just enjoying the park right now. We're so nice.
But, that was the last time I hung out with her. But then she, like, when I went home and, you know, was getting everything ready there, dude, she would just, like, be a bitch like all the time, like messaging me like, who's this bitch? Oh, well, who's this bitch commenting on? Who's this bitch in your stream?
Jesus.
And I was like, holy shit. I was like, I don't know. I was like, these are just strangers. I was like, calm down. But she'd give me a bunch of attitude and I'd be like, hey, I was like, you're not gonna talk to me like this shit. I was like, we're not even dating or anything. And she'd be like, ooh, she'd be like, I love it when you give it back to me. And then she'd send like a bunch of pictures of her like pussy and ass. I was like, what the fuck? So eventually, I was like, we can't do this no more. And I just like deleted her on everything because she just was so crazy, man. But yeah, that reminded me of that. It was so fucking funny, dude.
Oh, God.
Her fucking accent and the way she talked was like so sick. Like she would move her head when she was
talking. That's what I mean. Yeah, like that, she, that she move on the way there. Like,
oh, shit.
Was she had a G? She had some G
in
her.
Yeah, she had like, a little G in her, dude. Yeah.
A little gangster.
She was hot as hell though. It was like I
ready to throw down.
Yeah, I don't regret. Oh yeah, she would have fought people. Like yeah, she would. Yeah, she would have fought people for talking to me.
She's like, you looking at me, bitch.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It was awesome, but she was a little too crazy, so I had to end it quick.
Before your truck got set on fire.
Yeah, before it was a real thing, and then she was just yeah.
That would be so funny if a girl burned your truck to the ground
just because another girl commented on my video.
That would be the best. I would take so many video selfies of me like talking about it. Like, check it out. Caleb's truck is on fire because some girl commented on his Instagram.
Yep.
That's why you can't date no G's, dude.
Dude, yeah, so scary.
Them gangsters.
Yeah. It's great, though.
Especially those, like, little white chicks that are freaking.
Yeah.
Like, straight. Like gangbangers.
They're wild as fuck. Yeah. So scary.
They scare me. Do they scare you? Tacoma girls were like that.
I saw more in North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I really didn't see any
little
girls
ghetto like country girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, that's odd.
Yeah. Like they grew up in a trailer park watching rap videos. Yeah. It was just a weird mix.
Yeah.
Pretty much every girl we met in our car club.
Yeah. North Carolina locals.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
That was an interesting time.
Yeah.
Were you in a car club?
No, I was not in a car club. But everybody had the friends who had, like, they would park out back of the movie theater in the giant open parking lot there. There'd be meetups and stuff. And like,
ours was a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Makes sense. Yeah.
It was Magnolia Hi-Fi.
One of our
that was high school. Outside of Bragg, it was Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like a couple of our friends, like one guy had an STI and one guy had an Evo, and they were like both like fucking kitted out. Like the dude's Evo would do wheelies. Like it was nuts.
Well,
scared the fuck out of
us. We didn't even have anything that cool.
No.
There was like, one truck that did wheelies, but...
It was on switches, wasn't it?
No, it just had super blown suspension.
Oh.
And he'd put a shit ton of weight in the back and he'd rev the engine and it would do wheelies.
But that guy's dad had like... he had some kind of car thing where he like built people's cars and shit, and he built that for, you know, for his son. Him and his son like built the Evo together. That's literally what everybody called him, Evo. But dude, yeah, that thing was nuts. Like it would slam you into the fucking seat, and it would pop like the front wheel. Like I can remember whenever he tuned it or whatever. He's like, dude, let's go for a ride. Like we all were in his car, and he would fucking get it on a wheelie, and he would start doing this to the steering wheel to show that it like wouldn't go anywhere. And he'd look over, and he'd be like, "Isn't this crazy?" And then like land it and just keep going. We were like, "What the fuck?"
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was nuts. But yeah, they like would go to like little car shows and stuff every now and then. We'd swing by and see them at the movie theater and just.
It was a fun culture to grow up into.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
I liked it.
It was like smallish town things that went on.
Are we running out of time?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're at 55 minutes.
Yeah.
This was a good commute for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Your hands stayed on the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. No one's dead.
No one's dead.
You might be a little horny, though.
Yeah, yeah, because now you're thinking about high school.
Yeah, you're thinking about your high school crushes.
Yeah, the first time.
What happened to you in high school. Oh, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, music will bring you back to that.
Oh, easy.
Instantly.
Yeah,